In 1 Peter 2:21 we read, Christ suffered for you. A large part of the New Testament is devoted to the suffering and death of Jesus. When we take time to think on these things, the benefits are great. But this will be true only if we realize that Jesus suffered what he did as our substitute. He was abused and condemned and crucified in your place and in mine. It is not that if Christ hadn't gone through this, that each of us would be arrested, tried, and executed. The truth is actually worse. Each of us deserves to be tried by God for our sins, sentenced to eternal suffering, and remanded to everlasting death. You see, as a Jewish teacher, Jesus fell under the envy and hatred of his nation's corrupt leaders. But as your substitute and mine, he fell under the just anger of Almighty God. Christ was willing to be punished in your place so that you might go free. Forgiveness of sins is free to you. But clearly, it wasn't cheap.